I've mentioned set points now several times, and I want to take a minute here to explain what the heck those things are, because they're the centerpiece of you being able to open that trap door. A set point is a subconscious emotional trigger. S-E-T. Set. Set point. It is a subconscious emotional trigger. And go with me on this journey here. Close your eyes. Imagine that you are 5 years old and you're feeling creative. So you go get your crayons out and you start coloring and drawing and you're feeling just wide open. You're just being so authentic, an expression of who you are in this moment of creativity. And you draw with your crayons. You draw your house and you draw the tree outside with a swing on it. And there's your dog. And you draw the plants around the front door, and you just feel so wonderful that you go and get mom and you bring her in the room because you want her to share in this moment. You want her to see the beautiful thing you've created. And when mom comes in the room, she screams in horror because you just wrote it all over the wall in the dining room. So here's what happens. Mom screams. She says, "Oh no, you shouldn't do that. That's horrible." And you get in trouble. You get a spanking. You get scolded. And in that moment, here's what happens. Here's what happens in your brain. First off, you go, "Wow, I was just being authentic and I got in trouble. So I guess I better not do that anymore. I better start trying to figure out who they want me to be and be that, because I don't like it when I get in trouble. I don't like it when the big people spank me. I don't want to get spanked by the big people. I like it when the big people feed me. I want to keep them happy so they continue to feed me." But the second and the more long-lasting thing here is we store that experience in memory. And here's a fun little gem for you. Everything that has ever happened to you in your entire life, ever, is all stored in your memory. Now, albeit you can't access it all at a conscious level, you can't plug in and remember all of the things that have happened at a conscious awareness level, but it's all in there. It's in the subconscious. Every bit of it is there, I promise you. So here's how that experience is stored in memory. We were in a positive emotional state of feeling creative, and we got the rug pulled out from under us. It was a negative experience, but we were in the middle of a positive feeling. Well, guess what? The experience and the feeling, they get tagged together and they get stored in the memory. They're stored in the limbic brain. It's the emotional brain. And it's really, it's a survival mechanism that sort of came through our evolution, that we always stored a memory with a feeling. It let us know how important that memory was, if it's something that we should really remember, or if it was kind of just something, whatever. Like if I went down to the edge of the pond to fill up my canteen and an alligator came out at me, well, that's going to have a lot of intensity and emotion, and I'm going to remember that. So the next time I go down to that edge of the pond, I'm going to be looking for that alligator. But if you ask me what I did on Thursday night 3 weeks ago, you know, I don't know. I don't remember. There was no emotion. There was no intensity. There was no pow right there with it. So the more intense the emotion, the more superglue that puts that experience into memory. And the memory always has a feeling or an emotion attached to it. This is important for you to understand. The subconscious mind is influenced by pictures and by feelings. But I don't want to get too far away from the point that I was trying to make. And it's the way that we store that experience of writing with crayons on the wall. We are feeling positive. It is creativity. But we have a negative experience. So we attach those things together and we put them in memory. So now, in moments in my future, in my adult life, when I have similar feelings, I run through the Rolodex in the memory bank. I look up that feeling, creative, and I look at the experiences that I have associated with that. And if I started off with bad ones, then don't you know there's going to be more to follow. So now here I am, I'm an adult, and I'm in a meeting with the boss. The boss says, "Let's brainstorm and get creative." And I go, "Grr!" My shoulders tense up. My heart starts to beat. And I don't know why I'm freaking out. I'm thinking, creative? I don't do that. No. And nobody's going to remember it's because when they were 5 years old, they got a spanking for coloring on the wall. We don't make those connections on a conscious level, but the subconscious knows exactly what the connections are, and it will reinforce the very events that took place in your life. So apply this example to what I was sharing with you earlier about the signal that we're broadcasting at night while we're asleep and we're not consciously aware of what's going on. We're not using our mind to focus on that red Porsche. We're asleep. We're checked out. So what is it that we're beaming out into the world? And it is a collection of those experiences that have taken place in our life. So if your life has been full of more positive than negative experiences, then you're probably living the life of your dreams. You're probably using the law of attraction with ease. You probably just put it on a dream board and you get it a week later. But if your life is built around negative experiences, and those are the giant black ball of negative energy that consumes your field, then you're going to struggle with the law of attraction. You're going to get pissed off. You're going to see other people doing it and go, what the heck? How come they're doing it? I got six of these dream boards all over my house. I think I have seven because there's one in my car, and I haven't gotten any of this stuff. And here's my neighbor. I told her about it, and she put one up, and she's already got like four things off of her dream board. What's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? You see how the pieces are starting to come together? It's about the subconscious emotional triggers. It's about the set points. It's about the experiences that we have stored in the subconscious memory that have emotion attached to them. They get triggered, and then we play the tape. Just like you push play on a tape on the CD. You push the play button, and it plays. Same thing is true. Well, here's a great example. Everyone's heard the saying, boy, they really push my buttons. Well, that's what this means. See, family is really good at it. They know exactly which buttons to push to get you to play out your set points. They know exactly how to tug on the right emotional triggers to get you to push the play button on some program you have stored in the subconscious. And now all of a sudden, you're acting like a crazy person and you're screaming and hooping and hollering, and you walk away from it going, why did I do that? I know better. But in the moment, you lost control. It was uncontrollable, irrational emotion. That's what a trigger is. That's what a program is. When your subconscious emotional brain is connected with these triggers, then you go through your life, experiences happen, and they set off the trigger. And then you begin broadcasting that negative information. So what I'm going to introduce to you is this idea that there are all kinds of triggers for you all throughout your day, all the time. And you may spend 10 minutes in the morning going, red Porsche, red Porsche, red Porsche. But all of the other experiences throughout your day are all related to some past stuff stored in your memory. And they're all little triggers that keep kindling these burning embers of your past. It's like you thought you finally dealt with that thing and it's finally gone. And the fire that was blazing for years and years after your divorce is finally calmed down and burned out. And the embers are there and they're almost gone. And then you go in to get a coffee and you see a happy couple. And it's like throwing gas right back on your embers and the fire stoked up again. So you consciously may not connect it. You might not go, oh, look at that couple. Boy, I'm mad. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that you could look at that couple and feel good, and you could be happy for them. And that feeling of being happy is related to the negative experience you had in your divorce. And so you play the tape, and you play out all of the negative junk associated with it, and then you begin transmitting out into the world all of the negative information, all of the junk, the very things that you don't want. Do you see how this is all shaping up? So here's what you got to do. You got to figure out how the subconscious brain works so that you can begin to put information, input programming of your choice, so that you can slowly and diligently build up the big ball of positive energy. Remember earlier I said you got a big ball of negative energy and it's dictating the life. It's running the show. But once you build this other one, and I'm telling you, it takes work. It's not just because you bought this program that you now suddenly have instantaneous magical law of attraction powers. I'm giving you the fishing pole and the bait, and you're going to have to go catch the fish. And it's not always just a skip in the park. You have to do the work, but I promise you it's worth it. When you cross that finish line, when your dream comes true, it's worth it. And while you're doing all of this, quote, work, nah, it's not work, because it's getting you closer and closer to your dream. The thing that you want is right there in front of you. And so the activity is fun. It's not work. Work stinks. This is fun because it's bringing me closer to my dream. And when I can connect with the feeling of having already received that very dream that I have, I don't even have it yet, but I'm in the feeling space of what that will be like to have it. Oh, baby, that's the power. So the question is, how does the subconscious work, and how do I put new information in there so I can begin to build the big ball of positive energy until one day this magical thing happens where the big ball of positive energy is bigger than the ball of negative energy. And when that day happens, your life will never be the same. You will energetically be a brand new person. And you will show up to your life in a completely different version of who you are. You will begin like a snowball rolling downhill, picking up speed and momentum, until all of a sudden, it all happens at once for you. You've seen it happen for people like that. It's kind of the saying, when it rains, it pours. They've just built their ball in the negative direction, so it's a runaway negative ball, and it just gains momentum, and everything seems to go wrong. But on the opposite side of that, why don't you choose to be a person where everything goes right? Why don't you be the luckiest person in the world, where everything seems to go your way? It's just a decision. It's a decision you make in the conscious mind that is reinforced with feeling and stored in the subconscious memory. Once your memory bank is full of more positive experiences with positive emotions attached to them, you'll tip the scale.